Well, it's good to see you this morning. Of course, before we get started, of course, we had the movie at the park night this past Saturday. I was out there, and my kids and I, we just kind of made a whole day of it. You know, we went to the zoo, we went played mini golf, we did the carousel, we did the train, got some food from the Knights of Columbus, and enjoyed the movie. It was a great Saturday, and it was great weather out there for it.
Absolutely. So we appreciate the support of the Young Professionals of Independence. That was the group that sponsored the movie night, and they also paid for all the train and carousel rides so that you guys could enjoy those for free. So we appreciate their support. Impact Church was out there. Did you go over to their booth?
Yeah, my kids were like, can we go get popcorn? I'm like, absolutely. They went and got popcorn, and the one of them, I didn't even ask for it. One of them was nice enough to bring me a drink back. So
wow.
they say, Dad, we know you like Gatorade here.
Yeah, it was a beautiful night for a movie under the stars. It was our last movie night of the season. We're working on something else potentially for Niwala. So I just encourage everyone to keep your eyes on the Get Independence Facebook page, and we'll keep everybody up to date. If we get everything worked out that we're planning, I'll make an announcement next Tuesday when we show up. But again, we had two really great movie nights. You know, we moved it from downtown to the park, and I got a lot of feedback from people that really enjoyed it being at the park.
That's what I was about to say. Is there going to be, I know we do that every year, but and it's usually downtown. Is there maybe a thought of maybe moving it to the park permanently? Because again, there's a lot of stuff around there to do. Now, I know when football returns, it's going to make it hard if there's football games going on down there, but is there a thought of maybe moving it down there permanently?
Well, we'll get the committee together and we'll discuss it, but I had a couple of people from our committee even talk about it, and then ironically I had a couple people that were just community citizens that came up afterwards and visited with me about it. So we'll see. I don't know. We'll
it was definitely easy to social distance. That's for
right.
Sure. The lots of space out there, and even some people who weren't watching the movie behind us, they were playing frisbee and stuff like that. It was a great time on Saturday. And again, you couldn't have asked for better weather this past Saturday. It felt a little like summer out there when the sun was out. It did get a little chilly near the end though when that cold front came through. All right, Lisa. So let's go ahead and get started. Lots of things going on, and let's go ahead and get started, of course, with the Fall Farmers Market, which is every Thursday evening.
That's right. So this week will be the Farmers Market on Thursday evening from 3 to 6:30 in the parking lot behind Annie Mae's. And the farmers have lots of great things. I mean, they've had eggs and tomatoes and lots of fall produce. There's some really good bakers in the bunch, and there's lots of baked goods that they bring. There's honey and coffee. There was even a vendor who had fresh flowers. They were beautiful that they had picked out of a garden, a lot of fall flowers, succulents, and then we had some artisans that were there, and they've made lip balms and bath salts, and there was one that made hair bows and lots of craft items. So I think there were over 14 vendors, and it continues to grow. So just always mark it on your calendar. It's I believe now through the end of October from 3 to 6:30. So
all right, so be sure to do that. Head to the Fall Farmers Market. Again, it's behind Annie Mae's. And then also, we have Main Street's Shop Now, Sip Later.
Yeah, so Thursday and Friday are going to be busy this week. So Main Street's Shop Now, Sip Later, as you just mentioned, is scheduled for this Thursday evening from 5 to 8. So you can get downtown and shop for all the the fall fashions. All the clothes are have hit the stores and are on the racks ready for us to make our fall purchases. But also, they're getting rid of a lot of their summer clothing. So if you're a bargain shopper like I am, you'll be looking through the summer clothes and maybe making some purchases and just putting them in the back of your closet, and then they'll be a nice surprise for next year. Social distancing will be practiced. They have two different locations where they're passing out the free wine glasses. So half of them will be at the farmer's market that we just talked about, and the other half will be out in front of Dickie's Barbecue Pit. So head on down and shop now and sip later. And I want to remind everyone that you can also get a $2 coupon to dine at one of your favorite restaurants. So when you're downtown at the Sip and Shop, they'll be passing out $2 off. So that's a bonus, too. You can go to one of the great restaurants downtown, grab dinner, get $2 off your meal, and then shop till you drop.
Absolutely. So, again, that is the Shop Now, Sip Later. And also coming up, let's see. This is actually coming up this Thursday, is the Old Fashioned Cruising Indy.
That's right. So I told you Thursday is a busy night, and then we'll have First Friday morning. We have Cruising Night. So we had it a couple weeks ago, and we've got two scheduled for October so far, and we're working maybe on another one, but October the 1st and 15th are going to be cruise nights. Now, there might be kiddos that listen to this when you play this interview maybe later, and they're like, what in the world is cruise?
What's a
you
cruise?
Know? Put the grandkids and the kids in the car and show them what a cruise really is. So they're meeting out at the Park Oval at the North End, and they'll take off from there. And they'll go just down Oak Street, and then they'll go down Penn Avenue, and then they basically find a block, and they circle around, and they go back the other direction so that they pass each other on Penn Avenue. Now, it's not like a parade or anything, so while they might make the first pass together, it kind of breaks up and is a real casual experience. And if you happen to not be able to be there at 7 o'clock when the cruise starts, that doesn't matter at all. Just jump in anywhere and be a part of it. You know, just cruising around downtown. Now, also, I want to make sure that everyone knows you don't have to have a fancy car, truck, or a souped-up car or an old-fashioned antique car. It's not that. It's really just cars like yours and mine and everybody else, and we just all get together and drive around downtown and enjoy seeing each other, waving at each other, and having a good time. So make sure that you mark that on your calendar for this week, October the 1st, 7 o'clock. Start out at the Park Oval, but you'll just be driving around Penn Avenue, and then again on the 15th.
All right, and then coming up here on Saturday, October 10th, will be the Fall Community Cleanup.
It will be, but can I back up?
Because yeah,
I forgot
absolutely.
To include First Friday, and we have First Friday this week. So Wilson Medical Center and Independence Family Medicine, they're sponsoring our First Friday, and we have three great speakers. We have two individuals, Chuck Goad and Kendall Neal, and they're going to be talking about the sales tax continuation, the 1 cent sales tax continuation. And we might be visiting about that on the radio in more detail in the upcoming weeks. But we do want people to know about that and the election that will be coming up to continue that sales tax and the importance of that. So all the details will be rolled out at First Friday. And then Janet Demo, she's our generalissimo for Niwala this year, and she's going to be there, and she's going to be talking all about Niwala 2020 and what that is, you know, what that's going to look like. It's going to look a lot different for obvious reasons. If we all had it our way, we would have it as a normal, amazing Niwala, but we're having to make adjustments because of the pandemic. So she's going to be rolling that all out on Friday and telling us everything that they have planned. And then a young professional that is part of the Young Professionals organization I spoke about for the movie night is actually going to be speaking. Her name is Miranda Bruning, and she's the new owner and interior designer of what is being called HBK Architecture and Interiors. But it was formerly known as Heckman & Associates. And so she is someone who grew up in Independence, went to Independence High School. She went away for college, and she and her husband are back in Independence raising their kids. And she bought the architecture firm. And so she's got some really new fun things that she's rolling out, and she's going to tell her story. And then we will also be having a little shout out by the Pride Committee member, or by a Pride Committee member who is also involved with the Tree Board in Independence. He kind of serves in two dual capacities. And we're working on planting some trees in the park area, kind of in on Oak Street. So I don't want to reveal everything, but there's going to be an Up With Trees campaign, and nice. We're pretty excited about that. So all that will happen Friday, and then you are rolling right into the fall cleanup, which mm-hmm. is going to be the next Saturday, the 10th that you mentioned. And we do this every year. So the first Saturday of the month will be recycling, as we always have. So from 8 to 12 on October the 3rd, I believe, will be recycling. And then that next Saturday, they will open up the sanitation yard, and you can drop off all of your building materials, your metals, all the furniture, your hot water tanks, your railroad ties, mattresses, tires, all of that will be accepted, as well as air conditioners and appliances, as long as the Freon has been taken out. Now, there's also a tree dump that we typically have available, but you don't have to worry about hauling it all out to the tree dump either. You can bring your trees, your limbs, your leaves, your yard waste, all that stuff can be loaded up in a truck as well and dropped off at the sanitation yard. And on top of that, you can drop off your hazardous household waste. So it's important that you dispose of that properly. You don't just throw those things in the trash or, you know, whatever. So if you have antifreeze and batteries, household cleaners or insecticides, old paint and oil, waste fuel, make sure those things are kind of boxed up separately. And you can drop those off at the sanitation yard as well. And then they'll be put in a special box. And the Montgomery County Household Hazardous Waste Group will pick those up and dispose of them properly. And on top of that, Class LTD out on West Main, they're located at 1128 West Main, and that's out by Newton's True Value. And they're going to provide free document shredding of, you know, clean, dry paper and personal checks and tax returns and all those things you need to get rid of safely. But you can drop those off, those items off earlier in the week at the east door on Thursday and Friday. So you get a jump start. So Thursday, Friday, which will be October 8th and 9th from 10 to 2, get rid of all your shredding, get that taken away, then get back home and load up the truck with all those things I just mentioned and help keep our community clean. Drop off that those items at 21st and Maple, and we'll be open from 7 to noon that day. Now, I do want to let everyone know that this is a free service of the City of Independence, so no businesses or commercial waste at this. And if you need assistance hauling these items off, so let's say that, you know, you're somebody like me and you have maybe a piece of furniture to get rid of, but you drive a Camry and you can't put a Camry in. Right. I mean, you can't put a couch in the back seat of a Camry. So you would call the Independence Housing Authority at 332-2536 by the Wednesday before, and they will actually make arrangements to come by and pick that up for you. So if you can at least get it outside your house, then they'll pick it up and haul it off. So you can't beat that for
absolutely
cleaning up the
not.
Community.
Absolutely not. That's a great thing. So that is going to be happening pretty much next week. So, and also, you know, fortunately, October is here, but unfortunately, the flu season comes around in October. But we do have free flu shots that will be available.
That's right. So October is actually my birthday month, but you're right. It October is here, which brings Niwala and all the fun things about fall. But unfortunately, yes, the flu bug does show up. But every year, the Presbyterian Church really champions combating the flu in our community by offering free flu vaccinations to all adults 18 and over. As long as you're not allergic to eggs, you would be a candidate for the flu vaccination. So basically what you do is you stay in your car, you roll up your sleeve, you roll down the window, and you get in line at the Riverside Park Oval beginning at 9 o'clock. And literally if you're driving, you're going to get it in your left shoulder. If you're riding, you're going to get it in your right shoulder. And you just pull in the park oval and do what I just said, and they will give you a vaccination. Now, because they're free, they do ask that, that you bring a non-perishable food item or a canned food item to be able to put in the local food pantry, because typically what they do is they stock the food pantry in October for November and December, because those are high volume months. You know, there's a lot of need during Thanksgiving and Christmas for people to feed their families and such. So But on top of that, we've had, you know, a pandemic. So there is really a need to boost our local food pantry. So be sure and be generous. Grab some extra canned food items, put them in the back seat, and, you know, on your way out to get your vaccination. And again, that will be on Saturday, October the 10th, starting at 9 o'clock, and they have about 200 free flu vaccinations.
All right. And then coming up, you were talking about Niwala earlier being a little bit different. However, Niwala headquarters are still opening on Saturday, October 10th.
I know. So Niwala headquarters typically opens on the first Saturday in October, but because they're not selling tickets to all of the shows that typically take place, they're pushing that back another week or forward another week. So it'll be October the 10th, and they're going to open. So here's what you need to remember. They open at 10 on the 10th. So there you go.
10-10.
And from 10 to 2 that day, and they're located in historic downtown Independence at 310 North Penn Avenue. Now everyone's like, what? Where's that? That is right next to Sayers Ace Hardware. It's the former Heaven's Angels consignment clothing store. And so it will be open, and it will be transformed into Niwala headquarters. And again, they will be open, and then they're going to be open Monday through Friday. After that, I believe that it's going to be 10 to 6 are going to be their hours. And so lots of commemorative, you know, T-shirts and all kinds of fun items that you can pick up, and probably some Corona items, you know, to commemorate the situation we're in. So there might be some fun things like that with a little Niwala twist. So make sure you get out and get all your commemorative swag and merch and really wear it all during the month of Niwala and have that Niwala spirit.
Absolutely. And of course, we were talking about this earlier, you know, how I went to the zoo and the park this past weekend. Well, you can still go out there as everything is still open for the most part out there.
That's right. So every Saturday and Sunday, which was when you were out there, from 1 to 5, you can still enjoy the train rides for 50 cents, carousel for a nickel, a round of golf for $2. But the last day is Saturday, October the 31st. So make sure you take advantage of that. And then also remember that Glow Golf will be Friday, October the 23rd from 8:30 to 11 at night. And that will be the final Glow Golf of the season. So if you're wanting to put that on your 2020 bucket list to play a little Glow Golf, you better get it done this month.
And again, I told my kids, yeah, guys, you know, I know we're riding the carousel free, but usually the rides are only a nickel. My youngest is like, what? And I'm like, yeah, absolutely. That's right. So
can't beat that.
Oh, yeah. Well, I think we rode the carousel 3 times in a row. They were just like, can we ride again? I'm like, okay, we can ride again.
It's the best 15 cents times 3 you've spent, right?
Exactly. Yeah, they had a blast. And I rode it as well. Obviously, I'm too big for the horses, but I rode on the benches, which, again, they were right in front of me, and it was so funny. They were sitting right next to each other. So one was up and one was down. They were just looking up and down at each other. The up, and I just couldn't help but cracking up laughing at that, because it's just like, yep, they're being 10 and 12.
So. That's right.
All right, Lisa. Well, if anybody has any more questions about all these events going on in Independence, how can they get a hold of you?
So you can give us a call at 331-1890. You can go to our website, and all of the flyers that would have detailed information about all the things that I visited with you about this morning should be on there. When I get back to the office, I will make sure that they are all on there. And then they should all be on our Facebook page as well. So I'm pretty sure that everything has been posted on the Facebook page and that we've been sharing it. So, and if you're looking for something for Park and Zoo related, then obviously you can go to the Park and Zoo Facebook page as well. But for the most part, we share everyone's information. If by chance I got something wrong, or if there's something that a listener is wanting us to promote, be sure and give me a call at the chamber again at 331-1890. I'm happy to help spread the word.
All right, Lisa. Well, thank you so much for coming in today, and we'll see you again next week. But next week you'll be here at 10:10, correct?
I believe so.
All right. So, well, again, we'll see you next week, and we look forward to it.
Thank you.
All right. We're going to go ahead and take a break. When we come back, we're going to start Open Line. You're listening to the Mighty 690 KGGF.